Blackstone Audio presents The Perfect Theory, A Century of Geniuses and the Battle Over General Relativity by Pedro G. Ferreira. To Giza, Bruno, and Maya. Prologue. When Arthur Eddington stood up at a joint meeting of the Royal Society and Royal Astronomical Society on November 6, 1919, his announcement quietly upended the reigning paradigm of gravitational physics. In a solemn monotone, the Cambridge astronomer described his trip to the small, lush island of Principe, off the west coast of Africa, where he had set up a telescope and taken photographs of a total eclipse of the sun, being particularly careful to capture a faint cluster of stars scattered behind it. By measuring the positions of those stars, Eddington had found that the theory of gravity invented by British science's patron saint, Isaac Newton, a theory that had been accepted as truth for over two centuries, was wrong. In its place, he claimed, belonged a new, correct theory proposed by Albert Einstein, known as the general theory of relativity. At the time, Einstein's theory was already known as much for its potential to explain the universe as it was for its incredible difficulty. After the ceremony, as the audience and speakers milled around, ready to escape into the London evening, a Polish physicist named Ludwig Silberstein ambled over to Eddington. Silberstein had already written a book about Einstein's more restricted special theory of relativity, and had followed Eddington's presentation with interest. Now he pronounced, "Professor Eddington, you must be one of the three persons in the world who understand general relativity." When Eddington was slow to respond, he added, "Don't be modest, Eddington." Eddington looked at him firmly and said, "On the contrary, I am trying to think who the third person is." By the time I first discovered Einstein's general theory of relativity, Silberstein's count could probably be adjusted upward. It was the early 1980s, and I saw Carl Sagan on the television series Cosmos talking about how space and time can shrink or stretch. I immediately asked my dad to explain the theory. All he could tell me was that it was very, very difficult. "Hardly anyone understands general relativity," he said. I was not so easily deterred. There was something deeply appealing about this bizarre theory, with its warped grids of space-time warping around deep, desolate throats of nothingness. I could see general relativity at work on old episodes of Star Trek when the Starship Enterprise was kicked back in time by a black star, or when James T. Kirk floundered around.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?